You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hello, hello. What's up? Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever the case may be, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Side Hustle School, the only daily podcast, more than 2,000 days and running, that helps you make extra money without quitting your job. That is what it's all about. We have a global community of awesome listeners, side hustlers, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and just regular people out there who are trying to create security through the form of an income-generating project. And today I've got a question from a listener for you. There are lots of ways an online creator can get paid. Which are the most common and which are the most profitable? If you're looking to get started or start one of those additional sources of income, what should you pay attention to? That's what we're talking about in this quick, action-packed episode, detailed question, and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Chris, this is Chase, and I've been following your projects for a while. Congrats on putting on your 10th WDS recently. I hope it was an epic time for all. I'm calling today because I'm wondering, what are the top ways that today's creators get paid? Do they make more money from courses or affiliate sales? I guess the answer probably varies a lot depending on the individual or their topic or industry, but I'm wondering if there are some clear trends. Thanks, and I'm looking forward to hearing what your thoughts are about this.
Hey, Chase, what's up, man? Thanks for being out there. And yes, WDS X was pretty incredible. I can't believe it has been, what has it been? I don't know, 6 weeks since then. Really a big high point of my year and feel very fortunate about being able to produce that event. Now, let's focus on your question. Revenue sources, creators. You know, first of all, what do we mean by creator? I had to think about that a bit because it's one of these new terms. I mean, it's an old term, but you know, it now has kind of a new meaning. I tend to think of a creator as someone building a micro brand, typically based on their personality, their lifestyle, something they are sharing along the way in some fashion. You know, could be through a blog, could be through a YouTube channel, lots of other mediums. And they also have some sort of monetization strategy, right? They're trying to actually make something, but then also make money. So when it comes to the revenue sources, Chase mentions a couple of them, courses and affiliate sales. We could put those in some broader categories, education and commissions, because there's more than one way to sell education besides courses. There's more than one way to earn commissions besides affiliate sales. So I think about those big categories, advertising or sponsorships, another big category, and then finally, services such as coaching or consulting. So you've got four categories there. If you were trying to build a following, if you were trying to build that email list, those social media numbers, people who will keep up with you over time, I generally vote for education with that. That's something that can scale. That's something you can build for a growing group of people. It's something that can be offered over and over. So we have a lot of stories that reflect that perspective. However, if you're trying to build a high traffic website, let's say, based on SEO, like a website that's built around a specific topic, then in that case, commissions might be a better bet, because a lot of people are going to come to that website and not necessarily come back to it all the time. They're not trying to connect with you or follow you. Maybe they want to do that, and that's nice, but really they're looking for specific information. So we've had some stories of people who've built websites focused around home exercise equipment, around different types of fashion, lots of other categories. So if you're trying to do that, then I think commissions might be a better bet. But when I hear creator, I tend to think more of that first category, you know, someone who is trying to build that brand, they want people to follow them, and they're trying to hopefully grow that over time. Now, lastly, here's something Chase didn't ask. If you're just getting started, what should you pursue? I would say, generally speaking, you know, there's a range, et cetera, but generally speaking, I'd focus on some aspect of education or a personal service. Again, those are broad categories. There's a lot you can do with them, but I think that's a good direction when you're trying to figure out, okay, what's my side hustle? How am I going to actually make money? Look at education, look at some kind of personal service, coaching, consulting, and focus on your ideal customer. We've talked about that a bit in some other episodes, so we're going to close this one out today. If you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. I am cheering you on over here. I wish you every success. I really want to help you create the project that's best for you. That's all for today. More coming up tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.